This is Jim Colby from Vox Urbana, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
The world is changing, and we must change with it. The Thingularity Radio Show will begin emphasizing digital rights and protection in the coming age. Our new segment will be called Defense Against the Dark Arts. We will provide tips and strategies for cloaking your online and actual footprint. Find us on WGXE first Thursday of every month at 7 p.m. or find us on your schedule at wgxe.org.
I want to tell you, bed is filled with things to say.
What do you appreciate about WGXE? What shows really light you up? Which programmers do you connect to? Call us at 518-622-2598, extension 4, and leave us a message. Or email us at feedback@wgxc.org. We'd love to hear from you.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support India, of New York, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, June 12th. Local early morning temperatures range from 53 degrees in Steventown to 64 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 63 degrees. Air quality will be moderate due to particulates. Pollen levels will be medium. Today will be warm and sunny. We get a high of 82 that hits at 3 p.m. By sundown, things get comfy again and temperatures fall to 55 degrees. Tomorrow will be dry, well, mostly. We get a high of 75 at 4 p.m. Around dark, rain shows up, then temperatures fall to 56 degrees. Rain chances will be around all day and we see a high of 66 linger most of the afternoon. Sunday, more rain with a high of 70. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 4:05 a.m., low tide at 11:12 a.m., high tide again at 4:44 p.m., then low tide once again at 11:01 p.m. Today's river temperature will reach 66 degrees and the tide strength is high. Sunset today will be at 8:17 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:15 a.m. Keep in mind, those times are corrected for the mountains. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 5%. Plasma winds will be average at 407 kilometers per second with a thin density of 2 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently being impacted on all frequencies with an S4 level noise floor. There are low chances of aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 133. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Crying never did nobody no good, no how. That's why I don't cry. That's why I don't cry. Laughing
sometimes does somebody some good somehow. That's why I'm laughing now. That's why I'm laughing now. Loving never did me no good, no harm. That's why I can't love you now. That's why I can't love you now. Lying never did nobody no good, no how, no how. So why am I lying now? So why am I lying now? So why am I? Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thursday afternoon specifically.
Good Thursday.
Yeah, good Thursday. To you WGXC listeners, 90.7 FM, WGXC Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
Listener-supported radio for open ears.
And my name's Justin.
My name's Rebecca.
And we're sitting here with Yeshi.
Woo!
Hey, Yeshi.
How are you?
Good, good. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah. How you doing on this breezy day?
Great. Pretty great. You know, I got my daughter through another day of life, you know? Well, almost, yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. This one. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Doing really well, I'll say. Yeah. No complaints.
Yeah. How you doing, Rebecca?
I am doing. Right before I was here, I went to go look at some flowers. So that was really lovely for me. Mm. I wanted to offer myself a little treat to enjoy what's happening out there.
Mm.
Now that it's finally not raining.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been raining a lot.
It has, but all the plants feel kind of happy.
They're very happy. They're very happy.
And the wind all dancing, spreading their stuff.
Yeah, I was hanging out with the yarrow. There's like all the different colors, and they're so cute, and they smell good. So, you know, that really improved the quality of my day today.
Mm. Stop and smell the flowers.
Yeah.
Smell the yarrow. Yarrow especially.
It smells good.
Really nice.
Yeah. It makes a good taste.
Yeah. Mm. So for this season, does anyone have any flowers that they've been really excited to see back around?
Peonies.
Yes.
Magnolias. Even though they're last for like a hot second, it's like as soon as they bloom, they're gone.
It's so true.
But it's such a meaty flower. I love them so much.
Mm. Yeah. Magnolias.
Yeah.
They're like
ancient.
Yeah, that ancient tree, right?
Yeah. They're dinosaur flowers.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
run across the street from us.
This little closer. They are just
around.
A flash.
Yeah.
It's true. There's a magnolia tree outside of the post office in Hudson.
It's close.
And it blooms and then it all falls down.
Mm-hmm.
It all falls down, as it does, as we were talking about earlier.
Even the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to fall to grow.
Got to fall to grow.
Hey, let's back it up a little bit.
Let's talk shop.
Yeshi, just tell us your name, pronouns, what you do with WGXC.
Yeah, so Yeshi Timke, that's my last name. I say they, but my they is different. My they is more of me connecting with the extraterrestrial aspect of myself.
Mm.
Or the otherworldly part of myself, because I think we all are light beings having a human experience. It isn't the other way around. I think we think about living as being human, but I think our living is our being.
Mm.
You know, it's because you think about when people transition, when a spirit leaves, that's when everything falls limp. So the spirit is the thing that's the most alive.
Yeah.
And I have a show called Normal Radio, spelled NORML, and I feel the need to say it every time to specify.
Yeah.
It's not just normal radio, there's some irony there. But and I'm on from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it's my soul's medicine, and I'm happy to share it.
Yeah.
On a Sunday.
Yeah, on a Sunday.
Beautiful day to do it.
It absolutely is, yeah. Because people are still kind of in that mode of coming off of the weekend, and it's still kind of, you know, late getting into their day and, you know, right before they get into their week. So it's a really, I understand the responsibility of that nice little spot in the middle there. So, yeah.
Yeah, there is a responsibility with radio.
Absolutely.
To your time slot.
Absolutely.
In a sense, if you're open to that. And I like that time, Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. You kind of coast us into the, like, yeah, the second half of the day.
Yeah.
The sun reaching over.
Yeah. Yeah, you can still be kind of, you know, rolling around in bed, like, haven't gotten up just yet or having late breakfast. And then you just kind of go on to see, like, oh, okay, that's, you know, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good, so.
Yeah, it's cozy.
Yeah.
Well, it can be many things, right? I mean, you were just telling us a little bit about how you prepare for the show, or like it sounds like you have different tracks going, different like playlists in these parallel libraries that you're jumping between.
Yeah, it's really wild because I can be doing very regular things like grocery shopping or cleaning or driving, and then it's like, okay, wait, what's that song? Okay. And then I have my daughter kind of, okay, I need you to just put in some whatever words I can figure out, lyrics, whatever it is, to kind of dump on a playlist. I have a playlist that's called Poppy's Tunes. It's my dad's music. And I think it's the best thing to inherit, you know, because what's that saying? You won't always remember what a person said to you, but you remember how they made you feel. And that's how I feel about music, because it's such a marker of time. You know, you always remember a song that was playing or that you heard passing by. So for me, it's such a, music is just very potent. I'll just say that for me. It really is like religion almost, how when people talk about it, it is that. So yeah, I have like a playlist called Sweetness, a playlist that's called Issa Dance. That's my daughter's name is Issa, and I've, since she was born, I just used to put music on this playlist of stuff that I thought she needed to know. All of the really great funk music from Sesame Street in the 70s that she probably wasn't going to get, but when they were really like teaching you how to count to five, but you really felt that thing, you know, so
yeah.
And all of the stuff that I felt like she needed to know who Tribe Called Quest was, but like a live performance, like their first performance, she needed to know who Radiohead was, she needed to know who was someone else that she liked. She's really into 80s stuff right now though. And she plays electric guitar, so she's really cool. In that pocket. But yeah, I just have playlists that kind of connect with different genres, and but they're really all over the place, and I kind of pull from that. And the one that's called Radio is just kind of a mishmash of everything, all of, you know. Yeah, because then I have one that's roller skating music specifically, because it's all about the glide.
Yeah.
So I make sure to keep people moving. So it's, you know.
I love that vibe.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, so it's interesting that there's one specific radio one, because it seems like these different playlists, like you're almost putting yourself somewhere, or you are somewhere, and these tracks or parts of tracks come to you, kind of subconsciously, right?
Yeah.
And then, what makes you dump one into the radio playlist?
This is the feeling. It's just a feeling. It's just a feeling. You know, I think it's with anything, that you could be doing something and then all of a sudden your head goes like this and you're like, what is that?
Yeah.
Wait, what was that? Like, it just makes, it takes you out of your physical and you just start to follow it. And it's also nostalgia. Mm-hmm. It's stuff that you thought you completely forgot about, but then you realize that somehow you remember the whole song verbatim, and maybe I hadn't heard it since like 85. I found some music like that yesterday. It was like I was looking through a lot of old house music, and I was little, but you're at these house parties and you don't realize how much you actually collect via osmosis until you hear it again. And I knew one of these songs like verbatim, and I was like, I was probably like six.
Yeah.
But I, you know, in my mind, I was a grown woman, you know, like listening to music, because I would feel it so deeply, you know, like I think Hall & Oates, I Can't Go For That. I remember coming from, we went to Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus. I remember we were coming back it was probably 8 or 9 at night, and my father's car, I guess it felt so big because I was so young, and the seats felt so far away from the front seats where they were sitting. But when that song came on, it took over everything. And I was just like, what, what is this? Yeah. What is going on?
That is an epic song.
You know, that when it comes in and you're just like, and it's like, dun, 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 and you're like, oh my, what's going on?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, kind of you know, so
it's,
you are.
So it's just kind of like, I remember the feeling of it. It's the feeling. That's kind of what leads me to put it there. And then I'm like, if it's making me feel like that, I'm pretty sure that it'll, you know, connect with someone. Not everyone. That's why I say that I play music that's for some, most, and none. Because some people will be like, what is this? You know. But then I'm like, it will have resonance if you really drop in. It doesn't matter what genres you're into or... It's really the feeling. It's the energy and the frequency behind it. It connects with that light being aspect.
Mm. So beautiful. You know? It's so poetic the way that you talk about it. It's like poetic in the way of like writing a poem.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're just feeling all these emotions are just coming from wherever they're coming from, and you just like have to sort them somehow.
Yeah.
And like it sounds like with like making playlists, it feels like that.
Well, it's a very small piece of whatever I can contribute, because I've been around people who were like professionals and this is what they did, like professional musicians. And I got the opportunity in my 20s, I think, to be in the best school. It wasn't formal. I was on tour for 7 years, and that was what it was. It was like we'd exchange music. I'd tell them about this, and they're like, oh, that's nothing. You need to know about Jaco Pastorius. You need to know Weather Report. And this is from a bass player who's like, I'm like, who is this? And then I hear Jaco Pastorius, and I'm like, what is going on? And he's like, okay, did you listen to Weather Report yet? And I'm like, no. He's like, okay, listen to track 4 through 7, and then we'll talk. And it's like I had that constant back and forth and really – having a whole newfound respect for how cities shut down for the sake of music, you know, and how it breaks language barriers, and how, like people will get babysitters, organize their whole night because they know they're going to this show, and it's such a big deal. And that was like, you know, this is my way of being a part of that legacy to an extent, you know.
Like you're doing like music history lessons.
Yeah, well, that's what it is for me, because it's boundless education, because once you discover one, you connect with, you're like, okay, I really like the drums on that. And it's like, okay, well, do you want to know where he got his style from? You need to go listen to this person. And then you're down this whole other rabbit hole. And you're like, you've gotten 40 new songs that you just learned about. And I'm like, oh my God, like tingling. So that's really what it does. I usually look up and I've been deep in something for hours. And my background in school is expressive arts therapies. So for me, this is like my lane. It's like, wait, we can use music for healing? Okay, great. This is what I've been doing without realizing that this is what I've been doing. So, it's really, it's a huge part of my life. Usually if I haven't listened to music in a couple of days, that's usually how I can gauge something's wrong for me.
That makes so much sense.
I've heard that before.
Do you play as well?
Oh, no.
Have you ever? Just
never played. I mean, high school, I was in jazz band for a hot second just because I wanted the saxophone, and I got the clarinet. Mm. I stuck around to learn how to play Hey Jude. That was the end of that.
They always run out of the saxophone.
Yeah, well, it was just because I just wanted the whole, you know, the whole look of it. I didn't want the piccolo. I didn't want the flute. I was like, no, I want the saxophone. And it didn't happen. My jazz teacher, he wasn't really very much impressed by me, I guess, because it was clear. I was just like, oh, okay, I get this thing. Okay. I wasn't into it.
And it's like, why can't they have a band full of saxophones? Like, it's so important. You're at that age. Your entry. Like, no, you can't have that. Take this other.
Well, he didn't have patience at the time for beginning students. Most of the kids were intermediate, so we kind of treated us like, okay, we'll come on. And but it was cool. Like, once I think with any like just learning an instrument, when it starts to sound like a song, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. But now I get to kind of experience that through my daughter, because I know when she's learning something, and I remember at the start, like, just when she's figuring out, you know, the chords, and then by the time some weeks go past and I'm like, okay, I hear the song, and she has closed rehearsal, like, she doesn't want me near the room, so I usually record secretly behind the door and send it to her father and different people. Like, what she's working on? I'm like, this is amazing.
Wow, that's so cool. And she plays electric guitar.
She plays electric guitar. Very we went cool. to a Sam Ash, because I'm from Brooklyn originally, and we went to like a Sam Ash in Brooklyn when she was maybe like 4. And we just went in there. I usually used to let her go in there and bang on the instruments and see. And she heard someone playing electric guitar, and she just stood still and was just kind of like, and I'm like, what's happening? And she's like, I want that. And I said, well, what are you? She's like, I want that. I said, you want acoustic? No. What he's doing. And she said, I always liked the way it made me feel. She always felt the music.
So cool.
So I was like, cool, you know. And her father is a DJ, and amongst other things, but makes music. And when I was pregnant with her, I used to sing to her and play music for her. And I'd be talking to her, you need to know about it. Like, she's like, so you need to, right? Yeah. You need to know what this is, you know. You know. So yeah, she got that. But right now, she's really into 80s right now. She's like, do you know this song? And I'm like, come on. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, you don't know this. And I'm like, yeah, I do know this. Because who was it? Mazzy Star? What song is that? Is it Here's Where the Story Ends, I think? Mazzy Star. Yeah. Mazzy Star. I think that's what it is. But, and then she's been like the Bangles. And I'm like, okay. She's yeah. So it's been fun to watch how it's developing in her. But yeah.
I like that attitude that, I don't know if this is true, but I kind of associate it with New York of like, no, you need to know this. You need to know this. Like,
if
it's
you
a
don't
real,
know that,
like,
you're irrelevant.
So,
but it's like a school. Like, New York is really into the school of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've traveled other places, and it's very... And there's some truth to this too, but it's more freeform. Like, music is just everywhere, and it is, and it just is.
Mm-hmm.
And I can wander through the world finding what I mm-hmm. will.
Yeah.
But in New York, there's this real respect for the history and like the school of music. Like,
and ego.
Yeah. Well, that's part of it.
because I think it's a thing that, and someone has said this years ago, New York City is one of those places that every single night of the week, you can go somewhere and you can witness live music happening.
Yeah.
It does not shut down. You can, any borough, you can go and someone is playing. You might not know who they are. It doesn't matter. Live music is happening. And there is this like kind of ego. If you say like, you don't know who Alice Coltrane is. Okay. You need to know. Okay. Sit down. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I want to make it home safely. I will sit down. What, just tell me what I need to hear. And
like,
then, yeah. And then when you tell them what you know, then all of a sudden, oh, that's Surface. You didn't hear the album that she and Carlos Santana did together. You didn't hear that. And I'm just like, just tell me.
Yeah.
Just so yes. So I think that became a part of my, because I think it just, I'm so excited by it.
Mm.
So I'm thinking like, I can't be the only person like, no, you need to know this.
Yeah.
No, you know, so that's what the radio show is. It's like, without me being forceful, I can just do it in a very kind way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a loving push. It's like you were saying, it's kind of you're making a mixtape for all the listeners.
Essentially.
Every week.
Yep. Yep.
Which is healing for you and I think others as well.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah.
Well, should we step into some
some
tune right now?
I really wanted to listen to the kickoff for that.
You can't mention it and not.
Yeah, I mean, it's forever.
I love this song so much.
It's forever. And he has like a show or something Daryl Hall. It's called Daryl's House, I think. I stumbled across it on YouTube. And he invites artists to come and jam with him and his band.
Wait, it's like the Cher show, but
it's,
for Daryl?
It's Daryl. It's Daryl Hall. But the thing that I don't like about it is, like, he invited, like, the OJs to come on and play. Yeah. And he wants to do all the main parts of their songs. And it's like, wait a minute, how are you going? And they're standing there. He's like, listen, I'm going to do this. And you just, so it's like, it's at his house, his studio. Yeah. So it's a weird kind of thing that's going on. But it's Daryl's like, house. He has CeeLo come, and CeeLo's the type of person that you can't take over. You just got to let him do his thing. But I even saw with the OJs, they looked at each other like, that's our part. And he's all going in and doing his thing. So it's silly, though. It's just funny to see it. But I'm glad that he's still jamming and doing his thing.
Yeah.
But he's got to let people do what they do. But bless him, you know.
All right, well, let's hear a little bit of the beautiful Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Yes.
A little, I can't go for that.
Absolutely.
No.
I can't go for that. Yeah.
Jump right in.
Jump right in. Into the middle.
Thank you.
everything.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Wow. We're all nerding out over here.
Oh my gosh. Yo, they were amazing. I was like, Madame Pierre? Oh, Jesus.
I think this is my favorite of...
Is this ESP? No.
Holographic OT.
No, but is it ESP or which song is it?
What is love?
Yeah, what is love? Yeah, I play this at the roller rink.
Oh, do you? Just painted a whole,
a whole area of
atmosphere in the mall there.
The platform shoes.
Mm. Oh, yeah, all of it. Yeah, Madame Pierre was like, she was like our mentor. She didn't know. Like, we kind of worshipped all of that because it was just, it was the colors. It was the, there was no, they weren't restricted in any kind of way. They just did all of it. They said that all of it can coexist and be good and the album was so meaty, and yeah, it was just because Good Beat was an, I mean, I can tell, I know that whole album. I just used to look at the cover like all the time, and then when I got it on vinyl, it was like, oh, it's, yeah, delight.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's really great.
It's a beautiful thing.
Something else.
Yeah.
All the cards on the table.
Yeah.
You know, to be.
So do you DJ vinyl?
I don't, no. I just have a crate or two of vinyl that I inherited, and then just would add to it. And my daughter's papa got her own record player maybe like about 2 years ago. So then he bought her a whole bunch of vinyl that he thought she should have, like, you know, Bjork, I think the album with Human Behavior on it. And my daughter has a thing for Usher right now, until she found out that he's like in his 40s, and she thought the way that he looked when she got the album, she's like, oh, I love Usher. And then I showed her a recent picture, and she's like, I said, he looks great. She said, yeah, but he's a father. She's kind of just open. She's 14. She's in the thick of it. And I'm just like,
Oh,
my gosh.
Wow, wait, so she's in the ninth grade?
She's going to the ninth. Yeah. So she's in the thick of it. And, Usher is, because every time I say anything about someone, do they know Usher? And I'm like, oh, God. Just like, do you know Usher? Did you see Usher? And I'm like, no, in Catskill? Like, not that he couldn't be in Catskill, but no, I was going to say I saw, I don't know. But she, Usher is big deal right now. Yeah. Not even like the music, just him. just him.
Oh, yeah.
Him as a heartthrob?
Him and choreography, she thinks, because the videos. Oh. Got to see the videos, and he gets... Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think it was the song he did, with Little John, and she was like... Yes, I knew about it. Yes, I was there.
Everybody.
I was like, everyone knew who he, you know. She's like, can we go to Vegas? I was like, for his residency? How do you even know he's in Vegas? Like, what's going on? She watched the halftime show that he did, and she was like, his clothes are awful. She said, no one should be wearing that many rhinestones, but he is very talented. You see what he does on roller skates? And I was like, yes. So, yeah.
Usher at skate time?
Yeah, Usher at skate time.
That would be a trip. Cool. She would lose it. Because she would lose it.
Ultimate birthday gift.
What? Oh, my goodness. She would lose it. That would be great. I mean, that for me would be the telltale that I'm doing something right. If I can keep, that's what it is. If I can keep people moving. I play for the skaters and when I see that they're slowing down, I'm like, okay, that song's too slow. Let me know, it's really good to have to play for a moving room, not just a dancing room, but like a moving room. So that's been a good, school for me.
Yeah. I just realized we were talking about skate time while, our mics were running on. So will you tell our listeners what's up with skate time, when they can see you DJing there?
So skate time, I'm there every other Sunday from 4 to 7. And I just play music that keeps people floating. Cause I wish in my mind, just like in my mind, I'm really an amazing mixer of music. In my mind, I'm a really good roller skater. Like I am like, I look like I'm floating on water, but in real time, no. My trick is that I don't fall. So I just figured, you know what, I'll be responsible for music. But I'm there 4 to 7, and I just kind of play out, and it might end up being some quintessential, like, 70s, 80s, like, house music classics, but then it might be some, like, Frank Zappa, Peaches on Regalia, because I feel like I can hear the glide in that, you know? And I think it was one day I was playing that, and the guy was like, yo, who is here? Who is playing Frank Zappa? And for me, that was like, because you don't hear Frank Zappa in a roller rink ever. Yeah. So to figure out how to do that and people are going, and then when it gets to the, you know, the changes in music, you saw people just, it was amazing. I was like, I'm like the puppet master.
Oh, it's so cool.
It's so good. You know, even with the little kids pushing their little, I call it like the hockey thing. I don't know what it is, but, you know, just helping the guards so they don't fall. Mm. But I mean, it was just for a second. It was just people going, and you heard someone go, woohoo, and I'm like, yeah, you know, like, yeah. it's fun. It's really, it brings me joy for sure.
It's so nostalgic.
Yeah.
The skate rink has almost a whole, like, it's almost a genre in my mind because of, like, the time that I was at the skate rink back in the day.
Yeah.
The music that would play.
Yeah.
But it's cool that you're opening people up to different, to the glide that runs through.
Yeah, because that's what it was about. I used to go to Empire Roller Rink in Brooklyn. It was like, it was a serious situation, and I remember people didn't even necessarily have to be skating. You'd have people that were gathered in the center that were just listening to the music, but the skating that I would see happening, I never forgot that. And the people were like, I don't know, like it, like I said, it was like they were walking on water, literally. Wow. And I was just like, I mean, and the music that you would hear, and so I kind of wanted to just somehow in my own way recreate that every time that I'm there. And then every week that I go, I end up speaking to somebody who, like, there was a man that he was a grown man at Empire, and now it's like some weird storage place. It turned to a storage place, I think, in the late 90s. But he was like, I was there. I was in those rooms. And he was like, I was wondering who was playing, because I remembered, you know, it was all this nostalgia, and that's the kind of thing that I love to hear. So for me, it was like I said, it's that kind of medicine that you can, you know, kind of have this opportunity to create this whole other atmosphere where people can escape for a second and just kind of be present with
just
that.
Glide.
Yeah, just create a moment for people and really just glide. So
it's
yeah,
so beautiful.
So it's really it's a good activity for us every 2 weeks.
That sounds so fun. So every 2 weeks, Sundays, 4 to 7.
Yep, 4 to 7. So I'm there this Sunday, and then not next, but the one after. So, yeah, and the manager's funny because she's like, well, just call me every week, and I'll let you know. And there's some weekends that they have roller derby, and I can't go and do it or something like that. But she's always happy to see me because it's like, I think at the end of the day, I was like, this is not about money. This is more like about education.
Cool.
It's more about like this subculture that was like slowly dying, because there was this documentary called What United Skates of America that was on HBO like some years ago. And it was kind of talking about from like St. Louis to Memphis to New York to all these different states where skating was just a huge staple in most people's lives, and they were closing down because it was no longer like a viable enterprise. And it was folks talking about how they were going to try to like keep it going. You had people traveling 2 and 3 hours to the nearest skating rink because their local one had closed. So now slowly but surely we're seeing it kind of come up again. And the folks that come to Skate Time, they're serious. Like they do 4 to 7 there, and then they go to Jersey and do the late night 10 to 12 skate.
Yeah.
Like they're like, okay, we're going to meet, we're going to have food, and then we're heading to Jersey, or they're going to Poughkeepsie. And I'm like, okay,
Whoa.
It's a whole
situation
going on. That I am not even aware of, that these people are hardcore. Like when you see people come and they got their bag or they got their skates tied on, it was like when people would come out to dance, like in the city, they'd have their old sneakers like tied on their shoulders. You knew they were about to do it, or you saw somebody take baby powder and put it on their hand and put it on the ground. Well, they put it on the ground to dance, because that would help them to, like, if the floors weren't great, they'd still have the slide.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, it brought back all of those kinds of, those things,
you
know? Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah.
the beauty of the prep.
Oh, yeah, it's real.
Yeah.
The getting them back together to get to the location.
It's real.
Oh, it's so cool. I'm thinking about, like, the style, like your style mm-hmm. of doing it, which feels very much like you're connecting to the skaters. Like you're like, mm-hmm. ooh, let's see how this song floats in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, yeah. I feel like if I were to ever DJ Skate Time, I'd be like air horn every time someone falls. It would be like, even the best fall down sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
you can really, you can, and that's the beautiful thing. You can just play around with it. I think it's just a matter of like, keeping them moving in these really unexpected ways.
Yes.
Because people have in their minds, like, I guess roller skating music, but it's like, no, it just, it needs to be something that kind of goes with that glide. You want to just keep them.
That feeling.
Yeah, and you mm-hmm. hear it in the music, so then you're like, okay, that would be perfect right there.
Keeps
it doesn't.
Light.
Yeah, because yeah. when I went in, and it's no shade, but it was like, I don't know what they were playing, but it was like, we got to do something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very kind of commercial pop.
It was like, I guess they do, like, you know, Spotify might have like teen skate list, and it was just yeah. whatever, you know, pop situation that was happening, and nothing against it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just felt like this is music you listen to when you're in your car, I guess, but yeah. this is not music that you skate to.
You
so
saw an opportunity.
Yeah, mm. I had to. Yeah. It was for my kids, like, her upbringing. I'm like, you yeah. need to have memories of just not roller skating, going in a circle, and you're like, oh, okay. No, you need to see what the music can bring about in people. Because there was one guy that he was, I mean, the footwork is just ridiculous. And just one guy was going around real fast. And then when the music started to change, I think I played Jamiroquai Traveling Without Moving. And then because it's the sound of him, you know, changing the gears in a Ferrari when it begins. And then it goes into like this fast hole. And this guy was, I mean, he was going, it was literally like I was playing the song just for him.
Like he yeah. pressed the
yeah,
nitro
yeah.
button.
It was like, yeah. yeah. And he looked back and like to see, and I'm like, it's me.
Wow. Yeah,
so it's so satisfying.
Oh, that's
you're
so
really
cool.
connecting.
Yeah. yeah.
Wait, so do you go? You do your WGXC show, uh-huh. and then you go to mm-hmm. the skate time.
Yeah. yeah, I go home for
what a Sunday.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's like I'll go. Yeah, do the show here at 1:00. Go home. Probably like I don't know. Usually we. Like, I have about an hour or so to kind of, because I usually leave here about 2:00 because we'll get food from Harana Market just to have a snack after because we know we'll be hungry, and get there about 3:30 in the car and then go in.
So,
so
nice.
It's good, yeah. It's a really, like I'm very much about creating those type of memories. I think especially for children, it's really, they need to be able to, you don't have to water your life down for them. They can be a part of it and see all of the happenings. I always love when I see little ones with the headphones on at a festival or at a concert, and they're like, you know, I was 5 months when I went to see, you know, it's like, yeah, and then, and you see how that ends up shaping them, and just also feeling that raw expression. And I want her to have that as a memory.
Yeah.
You know, that, yeah, my mother, like, you know, I think that's a great story. Like, yeah, on Sundays, I'd, you know, she'd go to the radio, and I'd go with her, and then we'd go to the roller rink, and she'd play music. And
so cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was just like, that, I like how that story reads.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, really.
And music
yeah.
that means something to you.
Absolutely.
That moves you. Like, that's, it's so powerful.
Yeah, and she doesn't have to like what I like. I tell her that all the time, but it's just good if you know, and let that be a springboard to lead you towards what makes sense for you sonically, you know, because it's like that's a way that you can communicate. You communicate with people from all across the world through music, through food, through, is it music, food, fashion, you know, all of that. But really music and food tells you a lot about people. Whether you know the language or not, you learn a great deal about the environment and just the influences as far as their culture is concerned, who made their way there, left all of that through food and music. You sit down at a table, you hear music, mm. you learn a lot about people. And, yeah, I just want her to have that. Yeah. There's a group that she loves, we both love. I'm going to jack up their name. I'm just going to say it's KH. It's Krungbin.
Oh, yeah. Krungbin. Yeah.
How do you pronounce it?
Krungbin.
Krungbin.
Is probably also.
Right. I know really it's like a Thai name, and they've said they. I tried to figure out, like, how to pronounce it, and I always jack it up, but.
It's a Thai name. I thought they played a lot of, like, Turkish.
I know, but Krungbin, right?
A short U in Krung and short I in bin.
Okay.
The name is Thai for airplane.
Right. I knew it was like the origin was Thai, but they're from Texas.
Oh, goodness.
Connecting all
yeah,
over.
Yeah, they're from Texas, and and I think, and we first saw them on, what was it, Tiny Desk. Because NPR's Tiny Desk is also a really good spot to find a whole bunch of great music. Yeah, and they have I think they're going to be playing in Connecticut at Capital Groove Festival coming up. And she saw that and she was like, can we go? And I was like, let's figure that out. Yeah, because I think it's them, Thundercat, and Sacred Souls, and it's in Connecticut and Hartford, like the end of June. And I thought about that. I was like, yeah, her going to a festival, being around thousands of people, all feeling that energy of people coming out to experience music, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
You can't explain that. You can't put it in a bottle. You can't. It's like when you go somewhere really beautiful and you're trying to capture an image with the camera and you realize, like, I can't do it. It's like, no, you're just supposed to be here and experience it because there's no way to really capture what you're seeing in this picture. So just be here.
Yeah.
So,
beautiful.
Yeah, we're going to,
that's great.
We're going to figure that out.
Yeah, it's really nourishing.
This has been an incredibly effortless hour.
Yeah,
can you believe it?
I didn't even know it was an hour.
Exactly. I know, it's 4:56 now. So
wow.
I just want to say, you know, we lost a living legendary songwriter, Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Sly
Stone passed away, too.
Sly
Stone.
Oh, what?
A couple of days ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, yeah, songwriter, making room for more songwriters on Earth, I guess.
Yeah.
Passing it down.
Yeah.
That's like the year when David Bowie and Prince died. That was like the only thing that I could think about. I was just like,
yeah,
it's wild.
Yeah.
But that's the thing about it, too. Like, in their music, they last forever. You know, which is pretty amazing. Like, you can hear their voice, their essence, like all of it, by listening to their music. So,
oh, that's so true. That's so beautiful.
Yeah,
it's like leaving little beacons. Here, and because music is just so enmeshing. Like,
absolutely,
that's a word that's been coming to mind.
Beacon
a lot
is
as
so
you
good.
Talk about it.
Yeah, beacon is good
because it's light and sound.
Yeah.
And safety, you know, think about beacon, it's safety too,
I love hearing about all it is that you do, and as you said, best way to know more is just to experience it.
Yeah, so for sure.
Tune in every Sunday.
11 a.m. to 1. Yep. Thank
and
you
every
so
other
much.
Sunday at skate time.
Yep,
yeah.
4 to 7.
Turn out skate time if you want to.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll play this out.
Cool.
I can hear so much in your sound, and I can